The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. And we had a great conversation with Lisa Stern and Sarah Sampson. Lisa from Family and Children's Association and Sarah from the Safe Center. And we only touched the top of the iceberg, whatever the expression is.
Yeah. I give tremendous credit to people like both of them and anybody else who's involved with that. It's a very, very difficult subject. It's a difficult area. There are people living a terrible, miserable life, locked up with abuse going on around them every day, all day. I just can't imagine living like that. It'd be probably worse than being in jail, you know, to be blunt about it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And if you were in jail, you wouldn't be lucky enough to be listening to the Christina Lu show.
That's true.
So, I mean, come on. That in itself would be just terrible. Good morning, Christina. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Very good. Very good.
That was quite the topic. You know, it's never easy. You know, we've done these chats, you know, numerous times, even programs through Project Independence. And it is a very difficult, complex topic, you know, and you know, I was just thinking through Project Independence. I mean, there has been a lot of times that either a neighbor has called or a family member has called suspecting some kind of elder abuse going on in the home, you know, and it's a very, I mean, when you hear these, they will rip your heart out, you know, and the social worker on the Project Independence end will, you know, facilitate the APS process and whatnot and kind of follow up on that. It's just, but it does get very complicated, you know, and I think you guys brought up valid questions, you know, because you don't think of all these things certain times, you know, like in a perfect world, everyone would be like, well, why are you sitting there staying there? Like report it, walk away, you know, and it's just, it's so, there's such a host of issues, you know, in these situations. And unfortunately we see it a lot in Project Independence. So it's just amazing. There's organizations like this out there though, that, really, are clued in and knowledgeable and know how to kind of ease the horrible process for people.
You know what's even, I was just going to say more better, but that's really not a very grammatically correct thing, is Project Independence itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, Otto, thank you for bringing up 311 before, because it's so true. I mean, you have the FCA, you have Safe Center, you have so many different organizations. Mm-hmm. They're individual organizations. And unless you have a very specific need, you're not even paying attention to the Safe Center.
Right. No, it's hard. And it's, like I said, they're so, and it's, you know, I mean, Family and Children's Project Independence has been partnered with, you know, since our, you know, at the beginning has been one of our organizations, because they offer such great programs. And, you know, it's what's so important about being on the show, because they have such tailored programs, whether it's scams or financial or Medicare assistance, you know, whatever it might be. You know, so it's so great that all of our staff, our social workers and nurses, you know, have all this information. So they're able to, you know, refer you to that kind of service, which I think is so important, because there is helpful things out there. And that's our whole point. You know, it's hard. I get it, as a senior, to even begin to know where to look, you know, so the fact that you can call a 311 and be led in that direction is certainly something beneficial. Oh.
The way I like to put it in the beginning, when I was first involved with Project Independence, it's like calling 1-800 Project Independence. If you have any kind of a scenario, you can call, because you have these alliances and these partnerships that the social workers and the nurses are very, very aware of and very up on. And, you know, every situation is different, and they find out what your scenario is and what your needs are. And then they hook you up with it, as opposed to you making 400 phone calls to try to get the right people to talk to. I mean, it's the concept is great. You know, it really is. You can't cut through all this stuff otherwise.
No, you're so right. You know, and especially in a heavy, stressful situation, like, you know, an elder abuse or suspected elder abuse, whatever it might be, you know, it's you don't even know how to begin, you know, like we were saying, there's so much fear involved and not knowing, you know, what to do or who to call, you know, you have all these different things. So, you know, the idea that you can talk to a social worker and they can kind of just help work, you know, lead you down that path, you know. And I just want, I know we touched upon it previously, but I want to remind people, if you need to, because a civilian, you know, a regular person can just call APS themselves, you know, a resident of Nassau County. So if you want to do that, I just want to repeat those numbers, because there's a couple. So if you're calling during daytime hours, you could either call 516-227-8405.
Who is this for? I'm sorry, who's this for?
This is for APS. Because there's daytime numbers and nighttime numbers. And
that's,
I just wanted
adult,
to
APS.
Adult Protective Services.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And so you can call that. You could also, and then for night times or weekends, you can call 516-227-8395. So that's nighttime and weekend hours. And obviously you call 311 and we have all this information there too. But
Christine, I have a question for you. Adult Protective Services, is that a federal program, a New York State program? Would that program exist in every state?
Yes, it does exist in every state. You know, obviously I'm sure it's a little different, but in, you know, this one is the county run. So it's run by counties is how each specific, how it's broken down. You know, so there's the big API and then each, you know, because when I was looking at the numbers, you see in New York State, the website, it has all different, you know, counties in New York State that will have that. So I assume in other states they have it kind of run in a similar fashion, but I know that in New York that's how it operates.
Well, that would make sense, because if you go into the middle of the country, population in a whole county won't be as much as North Hempstead alone.
Right.
So we have to break it up here. In other places, they probably don't have it broken up that much even. You know, with the millions of people in Nassau County alone, and then Suffolk has to have their own, and Queens has to have their own, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's run by state and local governments. So that's how it kind of works here. So, but yeah, it's really important. And I just want to give a special shout out, because like I said, it's a very heavy topic. But it's great to have these organizations on that really know the information. And, you know, they're constantly, I think it's so wonderful, especially in this current situation we're in, you know, they're always trying to look, you know, on virtual programming, you know, to offer. So they're really, really wonderful. So great job on that. That was certainly, and speaking of quite the, we'll change topics to a more uplifting situation. You know, since we've been, you know, during this whole pandemic, obviously we, in addition to listening to us on the radio right now, you could watch it on Zoom, the video, you know, about like a week or so later, it's usually posted on the Project Independence website. So if you're just dying to see, you know, us up close and personal, you can click on that link and see us visually. But it was really wonderful, because I actually got a phone call yesterday from a senior who was watching us on North Hempstead TV, and, you know, was really intrigued by, they were talking about the elder law topic we had on. They wanted his number, and it was just really great.
Oh, good.
No, so it was just, you know, it just shows you that I think during this time, you know, being able to now have this also, you know, on the radio and, you know, on TV is great. So it opened it up to a bunch of people who might not have realized who, you know, who the radio show was. She also thought the two of you were lawyers, which I thought was interesting too, you know. But I said, oh, they're wearing a different hat today, the two of them. So, but it was really
take them all out, Otto.
I know. Yeah. You guys are playing all different careers on the show, but
I have to put a sign up in front of my house.
That's right. We're gonna have to like really better watch out, Otto. You have to wear a disguise now in public. So but that was really great. And then next week I wanna remind people, we're going to have another really, really wonderful show. We are going to have on the Honorable Teresa Corrigan, who is a Nassau County Supervising Judge at the County Court and Acting Supreme Court Justice. So she'll be on, and she's going to talk about the courts and COVID-19, because that certainly has been affected as everything. So we'll learn about that, which I think will be wonderful. So definitely.
And the following week we're off, right?
Yes, because the following week is the day after Thanksgiving, which I can't believe it's like a whirlwind. I can't even like keep up with like, you know, time is kind of going actually very, very fast. So that is certainly, but we'll have a special, you know, we'll have repeats on. And then in December, we'll be back with a bunch of new shows. I'm excited. We have great topics coming up. I've been booking January shows as well. So please stay tuned for all of that because it's going to be exciting. We got great topics and we're spreading the word on everything. I just wanted to get, and I wanted to also just quickly remind people that we have tons of virtual programs through Project Independence. We touched upon it a little last week, but obviously, you know, now there's all different new regulations that came out for Nassau, for New York State. So I know the holidays, it's going to make it a little even more so different for people, what you might have been planning. You know, I think this time it shows you got to be kind of flexible and just follow the rules and be safe. But I really want to encourage people to partake in our special advisory committee that we're going to be doing in November. That's going to be geared towards Thanksgiving. So that is going to be on November 18th. At 11 a.m. It's going to be all of our advisory committees combined, and it's really going to be geared towards discussing Thanksgiving memories and traditions, you know, and if you are interested in sharing something or even showing something visually, you can do that as well. So it's going to be kind of a fun thing. You'll talk about memories, a funny story you might have that happened in Thanksgiving. You know, we all have our different traditions and whatnot. So you know, I think it's definitely going to be difficult for people, you know, during this time to, you know, not get to do the certain traditions that, that they're used to. But it's nice to talk about it. And I think I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear. And hopefully people, a lot of people participate and show and tell their stuff. So.
Well, Thanksgiving is still going to be complicated, even worse now.
Yeah.
The last week.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Exactly. Because, yeah. You know, it's.
Yeah, the COVID experience is getting worse instead of better right now. You know, my family is all up in the air. We're not sure what's going on.
Well, and that's what, you know, is very difficult, you know, because that's what I keep saying to Jay and my family. I said, you know, you kind of have to be in this state of, you know, riding and seeing each day, because each day, frankly, it can change, you know, and you have to be accepting of it. And I totally get, you know, it's hard. Right. It's not easy. You know, the mental component is just as intense as the, you know, fear of actually getting, you know, physically sick from COVID. So it's certainly something that's difficult for a lot of people and change the game. You know, I look at all these, you know, people, you make these plans, oh, I'm going to do it outside, but then, you know, it's like this. So you have to kind of just go with it and trust that it's, you know, for the safety of, you know, everyone kind of getting over this hump together. So all we can do is a virtual thing, and that's what we're going to do through Project Independence. So please call 311 if you are interested in participating, and we'll get you the link to participate. So it should be a nice festive thing. I'll make sure to have a festive background, you know, for the event.
All right, I like it. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.